Friends that died by the Holy War. You know, there's like a commercial time when everybody comes. Well, then it's a meal time. Late at night. Only the real ones come. But 2, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. It's more than meal. What is it, Jim? And I, in my heavenly shrine, always go to the Holy Wall 2, 3 in the morning. One time I was there, about 3 in the morning, and I see a heat, St. Tillen, Watch him a little bit. Now this heat is for real. So at a certain point when he finished, I guess one peg till him, I woke up to him and I said, "Ma zisa yid, ma tali yid. Where are you from?" He says to me, "You know, I just arrived today from Russia." This was about 10 years ago. He says, "Do you know how much I paid for my ticket? 10 years Siberia." So I said to him, "Heilige Yid, Metall Yid, how did you manage? How did you manage to be 10 years in Siberia?" He says, "You know, because I didn't stop singing." And suddenly he had this flash. I remember when I was a little boy, I was asking my father, "Where are the songs of the Beis HaMikdash? It can't be that we forgot all the Nigunim." I remember whenever I asked my father, since he was crying so much, "My father, don't you remember at least one note?" So I said to this Yidler, "If the Nigunim who kept you going in Siberia 10 years was not ordinary Nigunim," I said to him, "By any chance, do you know the Nigunim of the Beis HaMikdash?" Suddenly he had big tears in his eyes. And he put his holy arm around me. He says, "Let me tell you. My Zede, my elder Zede, my elder, elder Zede, my elder, elder, elder Zede. From the time of the Baal Shem Tov on, they were all chassidim, emes chassidim, emes chassidim. And I want you to know what my Zede told me. You heard from his Zede, you heard from his Zede, that the Heilige Baal Shem Tov said that the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that is the only thing which we still remember from the Beis HaMikdash. U'b'shir et dovet abdecha ha'nishmoyim b'recha." So since that time, I'm sure, and I've had the privilege of singing at every concert, I sing a little bit from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because that is the greatest privilege. I don't care.